Hello, everyone. Colin here. Next week, John and I hope to return to our discussion of Twin Peaks, The Return, Episode 7. But until then, I mentioned this before we took our break that I might unlock some Patreon content for the proper feed, and that is exactly what this is. As the title of the episode suggests, this was a Patreon episode where John, who is something of a theme park enthusiast, described a Twin Peaks theme park. And it's worth remembering or knowing that we did this before we started watching The Return, so you won't hear any references to season 3, but John has mentioned perhaps doing an additional episode where maybe something of an expansion to this theme park to include season 3. But we hope you enjoy it, and we look forward to returning next week. As always, if this is interesting to you and you want to hear more of our Patreon content, there's a link in the show notes, and you can find the tiers on Patreon. We would love to have you as a supporter, but until next week, for the Hop-Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox, and of course for John Phelps, please enjoy this Patreon exclusive, the Twin Peaks theme park. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop-Ons podcast. If you are listening to this, then you are one of our dedicated Patreon supporters. My name is Colin Cox.
My name is John Phelps. Might I say you look very good.
Thank you, buddy.
No, I meant our Patreon supporters.
Oh.
You always look good.
Thanks, buddy. So, John, tonight, this is, I like to think of this as a sequel to maybe
a sequel.
The best bit of Patreon exclusive content we've ever produced. And that content was your Arrested Development theme park.
Yeah.
And for tonight, you have what for us?
I have created this is called Twin Peaks. I'm going to give you the title. Twin Peaks, a theme park and deeply intricate ARG designed by John Phelps with creator credits to both Frost and Lynch. Are you familiar with an ARG?
No, but I do like...
An ARG stands for Augmented Reality Game.
Oh, okay.
So it's as if you're playing... It's one of the rules of the game is you can't say it's a game because you're playing the game.
Okay.
So much so that, like, if we were playing an augmented reality game and we had to, like, one of the clues was go to this place and watch this show or something, and then we, like, ended up getting arrested by police or something, we would think that's all part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
We'd say, this is so cool because it's part of the game, but it's not. But maybe it is in this Twin Peaks augmented reality
game.
So
you can't break that fourth wall.
You can't.
Okay, so complete immersion.
It's like kayfabe in wrestling. That's where you can't break...
Right, break character. Yeah, sure. Okay. So can I ask just a clarifying question?
Sure.
So am I to assume that this theme park, it only includes perhaps ideas or iconography from maybe season 2, episode 15 or 16?
No, this will be, up through what I've seen.
Okay, so there might be... an expansion.
Yes, absolutely. There will be an add-on.
I can't wait for the Fire Walk With Me Hall.
I have a ride called Fire Walk With Me. We'll get there.
Okay.
John,
tell me about this theme park.
So the admission to the Twin Peaks, a theme park and deeply integrated a good creator cost for us. Admission's $49.99 per person. Unless you bring a pie. If you bring a pie, admission goes down to $29.99.
So okay, that's nice.
If you want to put in the time to make a pie or go to Kroger and buy a pie, it's up to you. It's just the thought that counts.
Will there be people in Dale Cooper costumes to try the pie?
There might be. I don't know. It's a Twin Peaks park. So many things could happen. We'll get there.
Okay.
So you walk in and sort of this is your mindset. I've written this sort of short little narrative regarding the ARG, and then we'll move on to the more funny bits. But this is where it gets a little bizarre, okay? I think it goes without saying that something just seems sort of off in this theme park. You are warned so many times, even during the ticket buying process, to steer clear of the woods, but for some reason you are being called in. I should say the park is a giant circle, and in the middle of the giant circle is a huge forest.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So it's a big circle, and in the middle is like a circular forest.
Got it. Right.
As you pass through the opening gate, you arrive in a room that is black as night. The lights slowly raise, and you can make out the sound of waves crashing into a distant shore. The lights finally reveal a body wrapped in plastic. A giant steps out from the darkness and asks you to find out who killed Laura Palmer.
Oh.
As you step into the park itself, you wonder if that was just a dream. Something that happened but didn't, lying on the line that separates both worlds, real and fantasy. Sometimes you'll go through a door that you sure leads to a simple storefront and find yourself in a house. Familiar, but one that makes your blood run cold. How did you get here? Is this all a game? How do you leave? You walk through the door to the bedroom and end up deep in the mysterious woods. The game is there for you to win, and you must win. That's how the park starts.
Wow. So this is more of a, like a, what are those rooms where you need to solve a puzzle to leave?
An escape room. So a giant one.
This is similar to an escape room.
Sure.
Interesting.
If you want it to be. If the park chooses it for you to be that way.
I do like this idea that you're, it's like a, imagine if a haunted house was just a giant theme park. And there weren't like haunted houses in the park, but the whole park was just a haunted house.
It gets weirder. We'll get
okay.
there.
Okay, it gets weirder. Okay.
So in the Arrested Development one, I sort of walked you around. Here, I'm just going to sort of list off the different things. We'll start with restaurants, then we'll go to attractions, then rides and shows. And you can give me your your thoughts as we get through each section. How's that sound? Or stop me whenever you want to pitch in. So we'll start with restaurants. The first, Double R Diner, obviously. Complete recreation of that with the same menu. I don't know what the menu is, but
oh wow!
Obviously cherry pie and coffee are on the menu. The Log Lady's Log Cabin Pancake House. this is in the woods, and if you can find it, it's quite the treat. But you will have to search that one out. Hooters. The owls are not what they seem, but everything else is.
I like that you have an actual franchise in the theme park.
And I imagine here, like, all the, instead of wearing like the disgusting things these women have to wear, they're just in giant owl suits. That's what I that's the version of Hooters Twin Peaks would have, I think. Georgia coffee stands because of
fun.
The Georgia coffee.
I do.
Yeah. So instead of like your Starbucks, you would have Georgia coffee stands.
Yeah. That's great.
And finally, you'd have the Roadhouse, which is just a complete sort of more an adult bar. You want to get a drink, things like that. So that's like, but also inside the Roadhouse, a complete perfect recreation of that band, but they're all animatronic. So they're all weird as shit.
This is like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese.
This is great. So can I ask the... Because this is a theme park, and I can only imagine that the Double R, the wait staff will wear the costumes and accoutrements of characters in the show who work at the Double R.
Sure.
What do people wear at the Log Lady's Log Pancake House?
What would you think they would wear?
If it's fashioned after the Log Lady, they would just wear like sweaters.
There you go. That's what they'd wear.
Poorly fitting sweaters.
They would wear Log Lady style outfits.
So everyone just looks like the Log Lady.
Instead of serving things on a tray, maybe you serve things on like a giant log.
That's what I was thinking. They actually take orders on the log.
They take orders on the log. Yeah,
they just pin a piece of paper to the top of it.
Absolutely. And, yeah. And everything looks fucked up because you can't write on a log.
No, you can't write on a log. No.
All right. So let's move on to attractions.
Attractions.
And this is sort of the things you might... You see in the park, not rides, not shows, everything else. The first thing is the Twin Peaks photo recreation outlet. And I got this from when you go to Dollywood, you have the chance to take these like Wild West photos where you dress up in Wild West gear and you stand with guns.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I know.
That would be like this, except you dress up as Del Cooper.
Okay.
They give you the mug. You do the thumbs up.
Got it.
Take your picture. You could dress up as a Log Lady. They could maybe give you a Leland wig and white gloves. You could be Leland.
This
I don't
is
know,
all
whatever
fantastic.
You want to be. Yeah. So that's the first thing.
You could be Maddie just screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, they give you a great wig.
Oh,
they could
wrap
wrapped in plastic. They could wrap you in plastic.
Okay.
I don't know.
You take all your clothes off and they wrap you in plastic.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's fucking good. All right. So then we've got the coffee mug and train whistle store, and that's all they sell are just plain white coffee mugs and train whistles. So you can doot-doot on them. Twin Peaks Police Station, full recreation.
Full recreation.
Also animatronics in that, so there'll be a Lucy behind the counter, you know, and she'll say one of her famous catchphrases.
One of her most iconic lines, yeah.
Which is... Sheriff Truman.
Yeah.
She would go through the
Dale Cooper. Yeah.
So that's something there. And also, like, Truman and Hawk would be there, but just animatronics. Because this is not where Arrested Development was set in the world that Arrested Development was, like, real. Like, that was really meta. This is set in our world. But things are just off about it.
Got it.
Okay. One-Eyed Jax. This is much more an arcade. I wrote there are no titties. This is more of a family-friendly establishment.
It's probably good.
Yeah, yeah. Evelyn's Estate.
No. Oh, Evelyn's Estate.
Let's start with
Evelyn,
this.
Evelyn, she has a section?
Evelyn's Estate. No, this is one of the many, and this is a phrase you came up with. This is one of the many pockets in the park.
Oh, okay.
Where you might find yourself there and have no clue how you got there. So I'm just saying, that's one of the things.
So am I to assume that if I had one of those, like, theme park maps that showed all the different locations,
this would not be on there.
It would not be on there.
Right.
But the fact that it exists, it is known.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Rumor, whispers. Maybe staff members, because it is an ARG. Maybe the cast will say, have you heard of Evelyn's Estate? Something like that. Yeah. There we go. Harold's Greenhouse. Buy your plants here. Also, don't mind the swinging corpse that is sometimes present.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes. I mean, probably behind glass. You can't go in there, but you can see his little feet. You sort of see him hanging. That's weird, but...
Oh, can I... Okay, I think I have an addition. So
could it be
Harold's Greenhouse and Book Emporium?
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. It's a bookstore.
Yeah.
And also there's a... don't look out the window.
There's still a corpse.
Because there's a corpse. Oh, there.
And also, all of the books are incomplete, and all of them are handwritten.
It's a terrible bookstore.
It's not the best.
I don't recommend you buy anything
at this point. No, definitely not. You'll get, like, the first six pages of The Great Gatsby, but it's all handwritten.
It's already, so, yeah. It's very bad. This is another pocket you might slip into, the Palmer Residence.
Oh, that's a pocket.
If you find yourself in these pockets, we ask that you hurry to an exit as soon as possible.
Got it.
Especially the Palmer Residence.
Definitely.
For reasons. After that, we got a full recreation, including the restaurant and lodging of the Great Northern.
Mm.
So you want to maybe plan a whole trip around it, spend a weekend here, come stay at the Great Northern. It's a lot of money, probably, but there we go.
So you could in theory lodge in the theme park if you were so inclined.
Correct. Yeah,
I like that.
Or unless you get trapped there,
or if you get trapped in a pocket,
it could happen.
Yeah.
Horn's Department Store, a full three-level department store that sometimes appears in the outer ring of the park.
God. I like all the asterisks.
Just saying. You never know where you're going to get. The coffee mug and whistle store, always there.
Always.
Top seller, but the Horn's Department Store, sometimes. The Bookhouse.
Ooh!
If you focus hard enough or catch the right whispers on the wind, you might make your way to the Bookhouse. And in doing so, you can feel free to buy just so much Bookhouse Boys merchandise.
I do like the idea that they're just like shilling Bookhouse Boy t-shirts and everything.
Patches, stickers. Patches, but you got to find it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And then finally, the Black Lodge.
Oh, wow.
You can only make it here after fully completing the ARG hidden inside the park itself. Don't ask me how you get there. I don't know.
I think I have an attraction, maybe an omission. I think there needs to be something like a rave dance party.
Okay.
Spot, and we'll call that the Little Man Shuffle, where you can go
the Small Man Shuffle,
and you just do like weird robotic dances, and it just plays that same song over and over again.
I'll see you in Another friend.
Lance Rock. Yeah, no, that's, it's just that same song over and over again, and you can only dance in this stilted way. But if you need to burn some energy, go to the small man's...
The small man's dance emporium.
The small, well, let's,
the we small can only... Man, important one time. The small man's dance studio.
Dance studio.
That works.
The small man's dance studio.
Those I are like all the that. Attractions.
Yeah.
I mean, do you like those?
I really like them a lot. I in particular like the idea that so much about this theme park is contingent and speculative. Sure. So could you go? Maybe. It depends on the day. But I also like the idea that, and maybe much like how people view Twin Peaks, if I went to this park one day and then described what it was like, you would go maybe the next day, and it would be a fundamentally different experience. Correct. And I think I like that about it. I meant to mention one thing about sure. restaurants. I can't believe there isn't like a donut shop.
Oh, you're right. I think you missed the donut shop. Just like a Dunkin', like a straight-up Dunkin' Donuts.
Maybe,
yeah. They got to have some corporate money somewhere.
I know.
Dunkin' would work.
But the way – okay, so the way the shop works, though – If you can take the donut and shove the whole thing in your mouth like Harry Truman does sure, in that sure. one episode, you get your donut half price.
Okay. I like it. But you have to stand there and eat it in front of this person.
You must do it in front of the employee who looks most like Harry Truman. And it's called...
That could be many people.
It could be many people. So
the whole day, I'm looking for this fucking guy to eat this.
And so on the menu, in quotation marks, it says, try the hairy dunk. And then when you... And it's just, you just take the donut right into your mouth, but you have to shove the whole thing in.
Right.
And get it in one bite. You get your donut for half price.
Harry Dunk's a terrible name. Dunk. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Let's move on to rides and shows.
Rides and shows, okay.
First ride's called, and this came from an actual thing that gave me literal nightmares. So this is where the idea for this came from. Where is Bob is the name of this ride. This is a really horrifying funhouse-style dark ride that at random intervals, Bob will pop up either beside you, in front of you, or sometimes right next to you.
Oh, God.
If you're really lucky. I had it this morning. I woke up at like 4 and had to use the bathroom. And like in that ether, I started thinking about things for the park. And I thought about this, and that just I just started dreaming about it. It was awful.
Oh, John.
So that's the first one. They get better than that ride, I guess. Happier. This is more like a... this is a interactive show. This is called the Dick Tremaine and Andy Brennan Murder Mystery Hour, wherein these two bumbling idiots try to avoid being killed by Little Nicky, who in our universe is in fact the son of Satan.
Is he really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So this is like a, you would watch this show and they would look and say, do you see Little Nicky anywhere? We have to go, he's over there. They'd have to act like they don't hear us or.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes it could end just horrifying.
So it's something like a silly slapstick show at times too.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. But these men are getting, they might get murdered by a child.
Oh, okay. So that's, there's that.
There is that. Yeah.
Another asterisk.
That's the asterisk. Yeah.
You may see a real murder.
Running with Leo. This is a game I came up with. This is where you're taken to a certain part of the woods and you have to flee before Leo Johnson totally murders you. I can't stress enough how much I would probably never visit this park. But that's one, Running with Leo.
Maybe one of the least popular attractions.
Yeah, that's done for like the real like adrenaline seekers.
Yeah. If you're lagging a little bit in the afternoon after like 3 or 4 hairy dunks, then you go to
I gotta hit Running with Leo. He's gonna fucking kill you. That could happen.
I gotta burn this off, man. I'm feeling sluggish.
Fire Walk with Me.
Okay.
This is actually quite fun. You watch people walk on hot coals. But do beware because at random they will pull members from the audience onto stage and force you to walk on hot coals.
Oh my.
Yeah. That's all I could come up with, Fire Walk with Me.
Okay.
See that or like they literally set you on fire. But
which we wouldn't want that.
We won't well.
So is this in the ride section or the attractions?
This is in the ride section.
Rides, okay.
This is a ride slash show, I think.
Ride slash show.
You're watching people do this show.
Got it.
And you, again, interactive style show. The hospital. in this escape room style game, itself another pocket. You have to find your way out while being stalked by someone resembling Leland Palmer.
Oh.
You'll notice that you'll be wearing a medical bracelet and your name will be Jacques Renault.
Oh.
So you have to make it out before you get murdered. Before Leland Palmer strangles you to death.
Right.
That's rough. Meals on Wheels.
Oh.
The bumper car ride is an absolute blast if you can stand the smell, as there is just so much old food thrown on the floor. That is Meals on Wheels. The Civil War. Recreate the Civil War with an animatronic Ben Horn, Audrey Horn, and Bobby Briggs. Are the bullets real? Who knows? It's the Civil War. That's just in a big room where you could get shot. I don't know. I mean, that's a good Ben game.
I think that's a great Ben game.
I mean, I don't know what else to come up with. It's animatronic Ben Horn is something I need in my life.
I think I want to see animatronic Ben Horn.
The mill, and all this says is, it's on fire. You better start running.
I like how much exercise is in this.
It is a very active park.
Yeah.
Hawk's Nature Guides.
This is my favorite one that you mentioned.
Join Hawk as he takes you through the woods, but don't get lost. Please don't get lost. In fact, don't even do this one. That's what that one says. But ultimately, Hawk is your trail guide.
He'll walk you through.
But always focus on Hawk. Don't look around.
Yeah.
Because you look over to the right, look back, Hawk's gone.
Got it.
Because you're in the woods, or they move. Maybe. I don't know. Twin Peaks is weird.
It's a little strange.
The ultimate chess game.
Oh.
Join forces with Agent Dale Cooper on this fully life-size chessboard, playing to lose as few pieces as possible. Make the wrong move, and Wyndham Earl might just get the last laugh.
Oh, goodness.
This is where you enter a building.
There's so much potential murder in this
park.
I could die. I think
that
could be a liability for this park.
And you're right. Yeah. Not many people will probably come to this
park. This is bold to say, this may be more dangerous than Jurassic Park. Maybe. It's which is difficult to say. Is my idea for a theme park potentially more dangerous than Jurassic Park? I think maybe you did it, buddy.
I think it did. But this is like in Harry Potter and Sorcerer's Stone when they play chess with
No, that's what I was thinking.
Essentially,
too.
What this
Wizard's
is.
Wizard's chess. Yeah.
And then finally, this is the last sort of ride attraction. This is the final thing I have. This is this is an experience, and it's called the Prime Nadine. Which now we've talked about Jurassic Park that really would fit that mold. This is the Prime Nadine. You find yourself in high school. Down the hallway, you hear someone call out, "Mike, you got great buns. I have to get my hands on them." And now you must run away from Nadine.
So much in running and chasing.
Because if you don't, she will literally rip you the fuck apart. That is the Prime Nadine.
Okay. And
so that's really like, that's the rundown of my amusement park that
so
I have built for you.
I really like, again, the sense of danger, I think beautifully complements perhaps the sensibilities of Twin Peaks. I wanted to add one thing to the attractions, which is, I'll call it Dr. Jacoby's Therapy Hour.
Oh, I didn't even think
where
about this.
It's almost like a stand-up set where he pulls someone on stage and then he performs a kind of therapy on you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Would this be an actor portraying Dr. Jacoby? We couldn't get the real Dr. Jacoby.
I don't know. I'd want to try.
We might be able
to. I think he would be into it. And I was thinking of one other thing for a shop, which is Mike's Shoe Shop.
Oh, that's so good.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's only one employee, and it's Mike, and sometimes he hasn't taken his medicine.
You never know which day he's going to get Mike.
So sometimes he's really great at helping you find the shoes you want, and at other times he's kind of like this, Bob is here. And he's just running around the perimeter of the shop trying to find Bob. So
he's just smelling things.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just pick your days. So.
There's also a store that just sells the song that James and Donna and Laura sing.
That's
it's
correct.
Just walls and walls of it's this
just,
LP.
It's just a cassette of that song.
Just this cassette.
We only have cassettes.
Tons of it. Don't buy this. That's it. And, you know, solving the ARG game, I don't know how you would do that. I just like the idea that the park is more than a park, you know?
Yeah, and I also like, and I think this is important as well, how non-Cooper-centric your park is.
Sure, yeah.
Because I think that actually speaks to perhaps the strength and the vitality of the world that this show created, that you could have a park about the show that isn't really about Agent Cooper at all. There's really no Cooper here. So
yeah, I didn't think there should be. You know, and yeah. As I was doing it, I was like, I don't have anything really Coop-centric, but I don't think there should be. You know, I think ultimately the idea of you like stepping into that role, I like that a lot more than just your Agent Cooper's everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's
like your Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, I think there might be a saturation problem at that point. Sure, like you're getting too much Cooper.
Right.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't know if there's anything else I would want to add.
Like the White Lodge, I thought about where would I put that in. Yeah. I really didn't know. I don't know a lot about the White Lodge yet.
Yeah, we'll have some expansion
episodes,
which I'm looking forward to. I don't know. I think maybe there needs to be. Oh, I think there needs to be. This is maybe a store that only sells little recording devices.
Oh, I thought about that. I did think about that. I just forgot to write that down. But that would be great.
The store is called Coop's Closet, where the only thing the shop sells are like Cooper paraphernalia. So you can just buy a single black suit. You can buy
a trench coat,
pomade and a comb. You can buy
the
recording device. Yeah.
I also thought about a game like a carnival game like Coop's Throwing Alley, because you know he throws stuff.
I was thinking about the same
thing. Trying to throw the bottles and
things. Yeah. I think that would be nice as well. Because again, if we wanted to maybe add a little more Cooper to this park, maybe even an attraction where an actor dressed like Cooper teaches you how to do the thumbs up, and that's the whole point of it.
That's great.
So he would like play with your hand, thinking, no, the thumb needs to be here, and you need to bring the shoulder down like this, and then you would practice and get a little certificate with a thumbs up on it.
I love this.
Yeah, I've gone to the Dale Cooper thumbs up class.
I do like the idea that you are drawn to these woods, a la the characters in the show.
Yes.
That you should never go into the woods.
Just never go into the woods.
Because you will never come out of the woods.
Well, that also reminds me of Harry Potter, where it's we also have the Enchanted Forest. Do not go into the Enchanted Forest, which I cannot think of a greater incentive for a child to do something than, here's the thing. Don't do that thing.
Yeah, it's weird. The park's very Hogwartsy because everything will kill you also in Hogwarts. So
yes, it is. Yeah,
it's not very different.
There are so many potential liabilities. I mean, this is obviously not related to Twin Peaks, but has it ever occurred to you how few lawyers there seem to be in Hogwarts, which is just terrifying to me that laws don't exist and there doesn't seem to be any like robust form of legislation or representation at all?
Well, this is a school where a child falls off a broom, breaks his arm, and then they just whip it back together with some magic and they go, oh, you're fine. That's the world this exists in.
Sure, that's fine. But
because the idea of a child being on a broom 70 stories in the, or 20 stories in the sky, that should probably not happen.
Well, again, I don't have as much problem with that because I've told you this thing that I say to my students, which is if you are not prepared to believe the conceit that a DeLorean while traveling at 88 miles per hour with a flux capacitor can travel through time, you'll never like Back to the Future. You just won't.
You're right.
You have to buy that conceit. The problem that I have is within a world that looks so much like ours, there doesn't seem to be any mechanism to legislate. It's just, I don't know. Like, how does property work? Are there laws regarding property? Are there people who legislate and litigate on behalf of these laws? I think it's weird.
Well, that's my theme park,
John. Spectacular job.
Thank you
always.
So much.
I love it so much.
I would not visit this park.
No,
at all. Even if you got a gift certificate.
Don't go.
Just throw that away. Yeah, don't go. You might get called. You might get drawn to it. Oh, don't go.
I was thinking, considering the episode we watched, gift cards come in the form of partially torn pieces of paper with obscure poems written on them. So just don't go. Don't go.
Just don't go.
Don't go. Yeah. Well, John, that was wonderful. And as always, we would love to thank our Patreon supporters for supporting us.
Absolutely.
If you have any questions or if there's anything you want us to do for these Patreon episodes, we entertain any suggestions from our patrons. So Absolutely, just please, you can send us a message through Patreon. You can email us all of that information. It's in the show notes for the episodes. It's on Patreon, but just contact us. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Well, for the Hop-Ons podcast, my name is Colin Cox.
I'm John Phelps.
Buddy, excellent work. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks.